Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, good people? Welcome back. I would like to be the first to welcome you back to Big Bap and Friends. I'm your host, Big Bap. We should have one of our co-hosts coming on here shortly. Just to give you guys a little update about this guy, man, a great friend of mine. Name's Michael, cool dude. Known him since high school. Definitely got to talk to you guys about.
Am I in? Hello?
You're here, bro. You're here.
Oh, I'm here. Okay. I want to make sure I was there.
So, for you guys, welcome. That's Mike, one of my longest friends since high school.
This is Whitney.
We've definitely had an interesting road in life that we want to go down. But first off, let me take the time to say welcome back to all of our friends, our fans, our supporters. This show returning has been a long time in the making. Literally, bruh, you know, the last time we did this show, you said 2 years, but it was actually 2015 is the last
time
we actually did an episode of Big Bap and Friends. So I just want to say to all of our supporters, to all of our fans, to all of the people who have listened to us, we are back. We're going to be at a different time slot tonight, and we're going to do a different time slot in next week, just so we can get everybody back accustomed to the show. And then we are going to be back on at nighttime. So I'm tossed up. Me and Mike have talked about this before. I'm tossed up between.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Mikey B. Just saying, give y'all a little introduction. It's Mikey B, Northwest Finest, coming out of Seattle, Washington. You know what I'm saying? People really don't know what Washington looks like or even has the standpoint in, but I'll fill y'all in. You know what I'm saying? As we get, you guys get used to me during the show. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I've been around for a long time when it comes to, you know what I'm saying, Big Bat. You know what I'm saying? I've been messing with him. God, high school, sophomore year.
Great school.
You know what I'm saying? We dated the same female. We'll get into that at some point into this conversation.
Yeah.
I've already talked to her about it. She said it's fine to talk about.
You also wanted to punch me on my face on several occasions.
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? One thing you guys will get used to knowing, you know what I'm saying, about me is that I'm the guy that will talk about things that you wish you could say, but they will not be said at your job, at family functions, or anywhere. I'm going to bring up the real, always and forever.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do that. So we're going to be bringing back the show. For those of y'all who don't remember the name of the show, it was, what was it? Drunk and Naked is what we called it.
Yeah, I believe that you guys had the Drunk and Naked show.
Yeah, we had the Drunken Naked show, so we're going to definitely bring that back. So just know going forward, if you're going to listen to this show, you definitely got to have a drink of choice with you. I will always have mine in my decanter, so you will not know what you're drinking if you actually come into the studio and partake of my particular
now, Big Bap, let me ask you a question. If I can ask you a question, Big Bap, now, you know what I'm saying, for the people tuning in, you know what I'm saying, like, it is the Drunken Naked show, so when we of course, when we are on, you know what I'm saying, line, we're drunk and we're naked. Does our followers have to be in the same group?
Well, you know, we would like for them to. Like, you can't – here's the thing. You can't make anyone do anything, but you would always like for them to be thoroughly entertained by what we're doing here. So, also
okay,
for those
saying,
of you –
you know what I'm saying? No matter if you're big, slim, anywhere in between, you know what I'm saying? If my ass can get naked on the mic – your ass getting naked on the mic too. Come raw and real.
That is true. So let's do a couple of housekeeping things first. So the first thing I want to do is I want to put out here the call-in number. You can feel free to call in this number and listen in, or have anything that you want to say. You can definitely we'll go down later on and we can do any call-ins to see if anyone has anything to say.
Also, a private number for ladies that if they want to call and just tell me how their day is going while they're drunk and naked, I have that number as well.
Oh, boy. We should get nasty early. All right. So we are missing one of my staple co-hosts. She will be on in the next couple of episodes once we get everything all set and ready to go. Her name is You Say Fuck. She is out of California. I have a strong West Coast contingency on this radio show. We got Washington State and California, but she
would
definitely
be there. Come on, this is what I was going to say, baby. You're King County for Dowdy.
So we definitely got to see what, you know, she got going on, because a lot of stuff has happened as well. The call-in number is 563-999-3090. Again, that is 563-999-3090. Feel free to call in. If you come on to the actual website through Blog Talk Radio and click on our show, you can create a guest profile. You can come in. You can chat with the show. You can ask any questions. Real live time. Also, if you go on Facebook, if you look for DJ's Roundtable, you can find us there. You can find us individually. My name is Donald Baptiste on Facebook, as well as you got Michael Banks on Facebook.
It's always big. You know what I'm saying? It's always best and pleasant. I keep it funny. Keep it funny and positive.
I'm only gonna leave that out there for the people who actually know me. But you know what? I'm gonna go off of this show going forward. I'm gonna use my guest profile on Facebook, and I'm gonna use my Bappy Claws page, because I'm gonna let
that could lead me into a conversation topic right there. Now, how many Facebooks do you honestly need, my brother, as a black man in this world?
Okay, so let me tell you why.
You got to have the page for your family and friends. You know what I'm saying? You got to have your the page that the white people can be on. You know what I'm saying? How many pages do you really got to have?
Let me tell you why I now have two backup pages. No, I only have two pages. I have a main page and I have a backup page. So here's what happened. Facebook, about a year and a half ago, changed its algorithm so bad that my Facebook page just started getting shut down for pictures I had up since like 2011.
Well, that's because they hired people to actually start looking at your shit.
Bruh, that's not my fault, bro. I've been nasty since breakfast.
Oh, man, it's social media. You know what I'm saying? As much money as that made, Zuckerberg and everybody made off of that, it was going to come with some rules eventually. You know what I'm saying? It started off with MySpace and, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And now it's broken into so many different branches of dating profiles, and you got social media on a whole nother. Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, you know what I'm saying, Twitter. I mean, our president is one of the number one people to follow on Twitter is our president. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Keyword is your president. Let's get that correct.
He's our president. He's everybody's president. You might not want that nigga to run the block, but that nigga run the block. You might not like everything he do, but he run the block. And that's who runs the block right now. We can get him to Trump. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand, you know what I'm saying, as black American, how we feel that this nigga, and I'm gonna say that word profoundly with Trump, nigga, is going anywhere. You got fucking Bumpy Johnson in office. Now, if he was the color of Obama, and I'll say if he was the color of Obama, would black people not be making excuses for the shit that Trump did, everything he did? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it funky, man. Trump's a nigga.
Now, Trump's an asshole. There's a difference.
Trump's a nigga. A nigga is an asshole. What you mean?
Not necessarily.
You're saying a nigga, a straight up nigga?
That's not necessarily
a straight up nigga.
Okay.
I don't know what type of niggas you know. I know niggas that go, they get out of prison, and then they go rob a corner store the next day. That's Trump.
Okay, first of all, I don't want to talk about him on my show, because that's just going to upset me. And we here to be sexy, because we should be drinking, smoking, and we should be getting into some good stuff. And since this is going to probably be the only show that is going to be two men on the microphone with no estrogen ever on this show.
Oh, no estrogen right now. Man, we can talk sex, man. We can talk sex.
From a male standpoint. Okay, so here's a situation that I had. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about a couple of topics, because I want to chime in on both of the topics. The first topic someone asked me today, and this was a real life question. and I had to sit down and think about this before I gave my answer. And the question is, why are so many people anti-poly? And I
I have an answer for you for that. I'm going to finish because, you know what I'm saying?
I'm a unicorn chaser
out of here, man. What you mean? I'm a unicorn chaser.
I'm going to give you my two-part answer to this. So the first part to the conversation that I had was, or the first response I had to it was, I wasn't so much at how people are against it. I looked at it from a different platform because generally most people want poly under their terms. So that was the first way
True. That's true.
When you look at poly, men want it under their terms.
No.
But there's multiple.
It's not equal.
Well, it can be, and here's why it can be. Because the actual word poly is multiple. It's the different type of poly that you put on the back end of it that determines what type of poly relationship you have. And here's why I say that. I focused on it like this because if you look at poly from two perspectives, the first instance of it being multiple, which means you're going to be bringing multiple people or persons into one type of a situation.
That's what I got a problem with. See, that word right there is I got a problem with. You said people. That can go any gender, okay? And I'm not down with that. No, I'm going to tell you like this. Now, that's why I'm a unicorn chaser. That's what I guess I'm called in the poly group. Me, I can date. I'd rather date more than one female. Reason why is because, you know what I'm saying, I have different perspectives on different things. Before we even get into the sex, okay? Before we even get into sex, sex is at the bottom of the totem pole. I know there's other things down there, but, you know what I'm saying, and this totem pole is very fucking high. Don't ever get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? But it's not built for every fucking body in the first place. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a pride thing inside this thing, okay? You know what I'm saying? Now, you have the polyamorous where there's maybe three guys, four females. You know what I'm saying? These guys living their best life, living, playing checkers and chess. You know what I'm saying? And playing board games, fucking playing Dungeons and Dragons type shit and all that type shit. And that's cool. But on the black scale, it's a totally different thing. Because, one, a black woman is not really going to accept a whole bunch of other women taking care of her king. She is 100%, 110 down for the ride. That's what she's going to do. Saying that you want to do anything like this could wind you up in some kind of situation. No matter what the color of the female, that can end you up in a situation if you do not get the things lined out first, okay? You know what I'm saying? Now, me personally, you know what I'm saying, I'd rather be in a relationship that way. Reason why is because I mean, bills. Okay, you have electric, you have Netflix, you have Disney Plus now, Hulu, you know what I'm saying, Comcast taking over everything, you know what I'm saying, you got all these fucking factors, you got fucking food, you got daycare, you got fucking rent, you got gas, you got wash the car, you got, and we still, I live in Washington State, so we still got to smoke weed, you know what I'm saying, and then we don't even want to get a bottle. I mean, we've already spent over like $250 fucking dollars right there. If you think that budgetable. Now, you say you're bisexual, you say you like other women. How about not have another woman come over here and we spend that, you know, spend this life together? You know what I'm saying? A lot of women ain't down for that, though, because of their pride. Women act like they don't have pride. You know what I'm saying? Their pride is very strong, especially black women. And that's one thing that we find sexy. We find something sexy about the black woman is that their pride. But when does it become too much? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if you really are down for this and you tell your, and then they say, oh, go to the next bitch for that. But then, okay, I go to the next bitch. All right. I still have you here at home. I'm paying the bills. Everything is still paid for. Your car is not without gas. You still have everything. But then I bring over, now this is what's going to hit their heart, I'll bring over Amanda. And we all know the color of Amanda. You know what I'm saying? And Amanda's like, oh, I'll drop you off at work. You know what I'm saying? Amanda's like, come on, let's go, you guys. Let's go, bro.
Well, see, here's, you know, okay, so here's, here's where what you just said was the second part of the answer that I gave today. The second part was, I said, was the biggest problem in the poly relationship is people don't want to literally use the relationship topic to address the needs that their relationship actually needs. Because that's actually the whole reason for going poly. Going poly has nothing to do with saying, oh my God, I need to bang a different person every day of the week or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because that's what everyone gets hyped up about. Oh my God.
It's very relationship driven. Don't let them get synced up on the same period. Don't let both your girlfriends get synced up on the same period. A lot of people ain't built for that type shit. A lot of people ain't built for that type shit.
Well, yeah, because then it.
You don't know that. You know the stress. You don't know that stress. You don't know when they've been around each other enough or they link up on period.
Go back. Who don't know that stress?
You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying, do you know that stress? I'm just saying. This is our first show, man. You know what I'm saying? That stress when they leak them on peers and they both come at you.
Man.
They both come at you. You're in the wrong. Two times.
But
not one time, but two times.
But see, here's the difference, though. The reason why you want a honest poly relationship is because whether it's two women, two men, two donkeys, whatever the hell you're into, whatever makes it a poly situation.
I don't know, man, what they're doing down there in Florida.
Right. There's weird people out there. But what I'm saying, whatever makes situation for you is more based off of the fact of what does your relationship need? Because you got, I know, too.
Well, be honest about it, though. But see, this is the thing, and this is what affects us. Honesty, and acceptance of honesty. You've been with a motherfucker for 18 years, okay? 18 years. Now, this motherfucker pulls some shit that you don't want to do, but they're really into it. That's what they want to do. They're really into this. What's more important? Now, you have to judge that for a man and a woman. What's more important? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up out here. You know what I'm saying? Well, we take relationships. I think we take relationships way too fucking serious. I think we take this shit way too fucking serious. You know what I'm saying? We're responsible for each other's emotional factors and all this shit. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying, a little bit much. It's a little bit much when you really think about it. You know what I'm saying? Before I even came around, somebody else has already hurt your feelings, has already destroyed your pride and all this. Now somehow I have to build this all back up. We're supposed to be equal. You know what I'm saying? But somehow it's not all that equal. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a different gender factor, and then we accept it. Men accept it from women. Women accept it from men. You know what I'm saying? And it goes back and forth down this whole plateau. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, we go down this whole plateau. You know what I'm saying? It's a big plateau. It's a big fucking plateau. You know what I'm saying? Love is love. You know what I'm saying? And people just literally settle with shit for 15, 20 years. Let's talk about it.
Well, but that's why when we go back, I like to separate it. And I think when me and you were talking about this earlier, especially when you're talking about Americans within the lifestyle and
Western civilization.
Let's talk about Western civilization as well as the ethnic situation when you look at that. Because first of all, you have to break down those two words. Like, you cannot use the term poly and use it in a sense of how it's used today. Like, no one actually understands the definition of poly. It's multiple.
I would like to Google that. When was that term actually being really created? I really want to know that. I really want to know when the term polyamorous or that type of lifestyle was actually created. Who was the founder and the creator of polyamorous? You know what I'm saying? If anybody knows that, you know what I'm saying, please send me.
Let's not get that technical, because if we do, we're going to upset some people, because you're going to start upsetting a lot of different bases, because a lot of people want to take credit for that. I don't think, and I mean, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think no one actually invented it. I just think it was one of those things. It's always been there, because when you go back even to the dawn of time, women have always been paramount to men. So,
nah, man, I'm going to say like this. Now, see, this is where I disagree with you. You know what I'm saying? I feel there was somebody who came in and said, you know what? I want to put this vagina and this vagina together. And I want to know that guy's name. I want you to understand there's some guy out here who said we can all do this together. Who's the person who invented the orgy?
You're never going to find that. If you go back to the beginning of time, you name a civilization. But think about this. You name a civilization in time where man or animal didn't have multiple partners.
True. Name a civilization. True. That's what I'm saying. I want to know the first one.
Well, I mean, his name is Mbutu. Since we all come from Africa, his name is Mbutu.
Mbutu, this is called Mbutu Day. Well, today we're gonna do this for Mbutu. Every goddamn day from this goddamn joint is ready. This day Mbutu channel. You know what I'm saying? Get it in.
Okay, so here's the thing. Me and you were talking about when I look at. And I talk to my wife a lot about a lot of things that I want to do and things that I aspire to do. And one of the things that we talked about is BDSM from the Western standpoint as well as the African community, because I think there's a misunderstanding from both.
You want to put on tribal mask and tie your female up.
Well, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with all of that part of it. It's the fact of... You know, because I'm with all the shits. Like, I don't really get in my feelings about any of the shits. I love it all.
Man, let's dive on. So would you be playing like the African drums while you got your lady tied up? Yes, it's some kick cloth.
Listen, let me tell you something. Until you've been in that moment and you've actually here's a problem that I find in most people who want to talk about the lifestyle. They've never experienced it. Like the actual experience, not the sex, not the threesomes, not the swinger shit, not the I'm
the
losing it to fuck everybody that I can't.
The bomb's pretty awesome, man.
But when you honestly take the skills, the arts, the tantric, the different levels of things that come with it, and you actually take the time to apply it and experience it, what you deal with emotionally, physically, and mentally within it is invigorating. And that is why in Europe so many people enjoy it. But even in the Western Hemisphere, a lot of us want that, but because we've allowed so many people to pretty much just open up the fuckery of it, just the dumbness that is what they call, you know, BDSM or lifestyle in the Americas, it's just watered down and just ass fuckery, if that was ever a term.
Yeah, it is. That's true. I'll break it down a little bit more. So what you said, you know what I'm saying, I agree with everything you said, but I'll break it down a little bit more simple than that. You know what I'm saying? Because me, you know what I'm saying, call me a simple man, whatever you want to call me, but you know what I'm saying, it's something when you have somebody that you can actually go read a book with, and then you can play video games with. You have somebody you can go watch a horror movie with, and then, you know what I'm saying, a comedy movie with. There are things you guys all do together. There's things you guys can do separate. You know what I'm saying? And then it's a faction. And then you build on it. But see, you have to be, you know what I'm saying, on a type of level to be actually deal with something like that. Because not every day is going to be a good day in any relationship you get into. You know, that's something that people have to understand. You know what I'm saying? But it's a thing. It's a rock, you know what I'm saying, that you have to really build a foundation on. You know what I'm saying? And if everybody's loyal to each other, And see, and that's the thing. Loyalty means a lot these days. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody can go anywhere. Anybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't care how ugly you are. You can catfish somebody, and they might like you. You know what I'm saying? We've seen it. You know what I'm saying? On MTV, they show that joint. You know what I'm saying? They got that shit all goddamn day. You know what I'm saying? Look, you just have to be you. Once you're you, and you find that you that fits for you, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be two women. It can be one woman. You know what I'm saying? It can be yourself. Find yourself first. If you don't find yourself first, you have nothing to go on. You don't know what you like. Because if you don't know what you like, hold on, let me speak this. If you don't know what you like, you don't know how you like to be loved, then you have nothing to stand on to love somebody else. Because you don't even know how to love yourself. If you don't know how to love yourself, if you don't know how to, you know what I'm saying, what you love and what you want to hold down, you know what I'm saying, inside your facet of your life, then you don't know love. So you're going to be running around here always trying to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're trying to find an answer to a question you need to find for your goddamn self. And that's real shit. We all got it, you know what I'm saying? That's why you got it. We can make money off of it. And we're making money off of it today. Come on, man. We got Tinder, plenty of fish, tag, all this. You know what I'm saying? Because you're trying to find love in a different type of way. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to figure out where you can find yourself. You don't know where to fit today.
All those things that you're naming are not BDSM. That's the funniest part about it.
We got the fights for that too. But see, no,
but
when it comes to BDSM.
No.
You want to get into
bondage? What I'm saying.
Hold on. I'm going to speak on that. Let me speak on that. You got the bondage. You know what I'm saying? The dom, the sub, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's a different type of level of fucking trust. Now, the trust you have to have in that is very, very different. You know what I'm saying? If you want to speak on the number one rule, you know what I'm saying, any of that, whether you're a sub, I've never been a sub. I've never subbed. You know what I'm saying? I've dommed. You know what I'm saying? A couple of times. Don't ask me no questions. Mike.
I'm going to tell you this. You cannot be a dominant if you have never been a submissive. Now, I know.
No, yes,
you're,
you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you
you're,
can.
You're
yes,
going,
you
okay,
can.
Mike, you're yes, you're you going can. To do. You're going to do like everyone else has done and challenge me on that topic, and I will guarantee you, you may play the part of a dom, but you are not
Round
a
one.
Dom.
Round
you
one.
Have never
Round
been
one.
A sub. You can play a
Round
part.
One.
Anybody
Round
can play
one.
A part.
Let's do this. Let's do this. Yes, I
okay,
have.
Okay, so
Round one. Let's go.
What made you a dom?
What makes me a dom?
Yes.
What makes me a dom, I've had a submissive women, you know what I'm saying, around me a lot of my life, you know what I'm saying? I've actually played by respective rules and stuff like that. I've been into BDSM bondage, you know what I'm saying, all that spanking, gags, all that type of stuff. I know the respect levels, you know what I'm saying? There's a whole bunch of terms and all this stuff, but I really don't get into, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you that right now.
We're getting into it. You know me. If you're going to open up Pandora's box, we're getting into it.
We can get into this. I don't play by you guys' normal rules, man. All right? You guys, okay. I understand there's a whole world of all this stuff and everything like that. But see, I like to keep my things intimate between me and my woman. You know what I'm saying? Or me and, you know what I'm saying, whatever women I'm with. You know what I'm saying? Now, we could do that all day. You know what I'm saying? We can go 50 shades of fucking goddamn gray, black, blue, red, purple. How you want to do this? You know what I'm saying? But it's on her comfortability level. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen different facets of the, you know what I'm saying, the game. You know what I'm saying? I've seen from all the way somebody tying somebody up, choosing colors. I had a name. You know what I'm saying? Big Daddy Banks was my name. You know what I'm saying? I had a woman on the bus. You know what I'm saying? Literally, you know what I'm saying? Doing what I wanted her to do. You know what I'm saying? It's a mind thing. It is not a physical thing as much as a mind thing. It's like a 70-30. 70 mental, 30%, you know what I'm saying, physical. And maybe like only like 5% of that 30 actually is, you know what I'm saying, actual, like real sex. You understand? I play real mind games. If you really get on that level with me, we're going to go down Pandora's box for real. Don't follow this rabbit hole. It gets really,
see,
really dangerous.
It shouldn't be a mind game. So here's, again.
It is a mind game because, you know, see, what you understand is, see, and that's what it is. See, that's where, you know what I'm saying, you understand, brother. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I get, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to debate that with you. It is a mind game because
it doesn't have to be all, you know what I'm saying,
because I can stare at you. And I can look at you across the room.
It's not
no
a mind
money.
Game.
That's mine. That's nothing physical. There's nothing physical. I don't even have to touch you. But from across the room, you look at me and I look at you. I could be talking to another female, you could be talking to another dude, and we look right at each other and on each other's face. And who's making each other horny?
You know what I'm saying? And okay, then you're saying, and that's okay, what you're saying. And that's not physical. That's not physical. That's not physical.
Here's the point that I'm going back to where we started this topic off when we talked about BDSM. And we can go into the bondage, the dominant, the sadomasochist. We could talk about all of those things. And we could talk about the rules, and we could talk about the principles.
Do we need to go to sadomasochist shit?
I don't fuck with that shit.
You don't?
I can't do that shit.
I didn't say you had to fuck with it, but what I'm saying is you're saying one thing, but you're contradicting a lot of principles.
My bad. You know what I'm saying? That's your lifestyle. My bad. You know what I'm saying? Hey, me, well, see, I just keep it freaky, man.
But see, that's...
I keep it nasty.
For me...
You got to know the rules.
Okay. We can't cut each other off. We got to have some flow. We got to let it flow a little bit. The reason why I said it the way I said it, and I like to be clear about it, the way I explained it is because a lot of people literally are saying exactly what you're saying. And I spend more time explaining to them, not just you, but to them, why they're wrong in their statement. And instead of getting to a ground of understanding, we're going in a circle of them dominating a conversation. Because I'm the one thing I never do with anyone anymore, and you've known me almost over 20 years, you'll never see me argue with anybody.
Yeah.
You'll
yeah,
be
you
right.
Argue.
I'll walk the fuck away. You know me. I give no fucks about it. And when it comes to this topic, I find myself walking away because everyone says, "Well, they give me their opinion. They give me their opinion, but they can't
back.
They've never technically been in the lifestyle. They've played with parts of it, but they've never been in it. Because
all right, so tell the truth. So okay. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have an interview with Donald Baptiste. This is where this freestyle is going. You know what I'm saying? So, Mr. Baptiste, I'm going to ask you some questions. You're going to be an open book right now. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You're going to be an open book right now. You know what I'm saying? And so I want you to understand, for everybody that you just talked about, me included, you know what I'm saying? For everybody you just talked about, you're literally about to break this shit down tonight, all right?
Oh, let's talk.
As a black man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to break this down. I'm going to ask you some questions, if you don't mind. If you don't mind me asking these questions, you know what I'm saying, and you be an open book, I think we might get a better understanding of the polyamorous world, the BDSM world, you know what I'm saying, and we might even be able to know a little bit more about it in knowledge when it comes to the black culture. You know what I'm saying? If we can have the conversations, Turk.
Yes, let's go. Ask the questions.
All right. So... What was your first start off into this type of lifestyle?
Officially or unofficially?
Just your
not-
first time. I'm talking about like when the first, like the chicken that broke, you know what I'm saying? What comes first, the chicken or the egg? What was.
Okay, so if we're going to go with first come first.
It happened.
My first experience. Well, I can't really say first experience because I've had multiple experiences, but I can say when I actually knew what I was doing and was getting knowledge and educational value with it, I was 19. My first actual experience in anything more so, I'll probably say I was about 14 or 15 when I was in my first polyamorous relationship.
So when you were 14, 15 is the first time that you dated two women?
No, me and a mutual friend both dated the same female.
Okay, at 14, 15, you and a mutual friend dated the same female. You know what I'm saying?
At Fort Campbell.
Oh, the school we went to together.
Well, we didn't. The girl we was dating wasn't at Fort Campbell, but we was living at Fort Campbell.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? So, there's a couple of personal questions I would have to ask you with that. You know what I'm saying? But that's off topic. See, because you came with me totally, and I've known this guy since my I first realized about him my sophomore year, you know what I'm saying, of high school. My ninth grade year, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people didn't know me, you know what I'm saying? I fought a lot and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? But there is a person, you know what I'm saying, that, you know what I'm saying, I came in because he was a little buff guy, you know what I'm saying? He used to flip around.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to fight a little black ninja. You know what I'm saying? And so I even embarrassed myself. This was my first time I was going to do comedy. I had a lot of people laughing. I even made him laugh. You know what I'm saying? But then that's another story. You know what I'm saying? One day, you know what I'm saying, you might get that tale. You know what I'm saying? But no, back to this story. Now, 1819.
Yes.
You experienced a threesome, BDSM. Let's go down this rabbit hole.
So 18 years old, I was in Germany. I went to a party. I went to an event. I was invited by a fellow friend of mine. We went. We hung out. About a month later, he invited me back. About a month later, invited me back. We went to the second mansion party, and at that time, the house master, I found out later his title, but the house master and his mistress pulled me to the side and had a conversation with me, and from there I was initiated.
Mm. So wait a minute, you were initiated. Initiated into what? Or can you not talk about that?
I mean, I was initiated into the lifestyle. No other way to put it.
What lifestyle? What lifestyle are we talking about?
The European way of being introduced to the lifestyle. I don't know any other way to put it.
Man, okay, this is kind of deep for me.
The reason why I'm being vague about this is because
you can interview me next time, brother. You can interview me, you know what I'm saying? You can ask me about my dirty questions. I got some dirty shit too, man. You know what I'm saying? This is raw. This is nasty. This is getting good.
It's very nasty. I mean, it's extremely
European.
Nasty.
I mean, this is European nasty. Now, what is European nasty?
Well, because, like I said, in America, and I'm saying it just like this, in America, the only thing that Americans want to do, and I'm not saying this to be negative, not saying this to disrespect anybody, but it's all about fucking or the act of fucking. They take you through a series of arts, and they teach you the actual art form behind what it is that you will do, you will encounter. They teach you different. They teach you everything that you need to do to be in a setting of those types of people. Because, yes, you're going to be in formal settings. You're going to be in informal settings. You're going to be in munches. You're going to be invited to play sessions. You're going to be invited to all different
You went to some nasty ass parties. You went to some nasty parties, huh? You went to some... Ooh, you done got it in, huh?
Yes, I've done those things, but what I enjoyed more than anything is I enjoyed the arts that it taught me, like the greatest art form
the
that
art,
it ever
the
taught
art
me.
Form of sex. So, do you like the art form of sex? See, that's good. That's good. See, now we have a topic to talk on. First show going down. See, you know what I'm saying? You have the artist. You know, so you have somebody who draws Charlie Brown pictures and somebody who makes Picasso. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to make a Picasso. I'm going to give you the, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is good. You know what I'm saying? You got Donald Baptiste. You know,
that's the reason.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is good.
But this is why when you
the art of sex. Okay, the art of sex. Okay. So I got to ask you a question. This art of sex.
The topic we're talking about now. It's not the art of
the
sex.
Art
the topic
sex.
We're talking about now. Like polyamory. Polyamorous.
We'll get into the art of sex next time. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I want to get back into that because you got the topic.
The reason why I'm looking at it the way I'm looking at it is because if you understand the rules that go along with it first, because nobody wants to talk about the rules. Everyone just wants to say, I'm in this. And then everyone gets hurt. And then everyone says, the reason why I'm hurt is because. No, the reason why you're hurt is because no one actually laid down the rules in the beginning.
All right. Well, then you're talking about it, but you ain't saying them. Okay, so break down the rules. Rule number
first,
one. Break them down.
First rule.
Keep bringing
okay,
the rules. Keep bringing the rules. Break down the rules.
Okay, so first instance, if I was going to do any type of polyamory relationship, which I'm not looking for, But if I was going to, with me and my wife, the first thing that I would look at is, if I'm going to bring in a third person, or she's going to bring in a third person, what is the reason for the third person that we're bringing in? Because there is a different type of person that you should be looking for in the poly community that will fit your need. There are sexual, there are non-sexual, there are domestic partnerships, there are people who just basically come in for emotional needs, emotional
support. Why can't you have all those? Why can't you have all those though?
You can. Now, I'm not saying that you can't, but the whole reason for having multiple relationships is that third or fourth or fifth person, however many people you add to your relationship, that person is supposed to be bridging a gap for what's already missing in your relationship. Because no relationship is 100% perfect. No relationship,
so
if you get with...
So you can't start off a relationship in the threesome then in your situation. Because you would have to get to know the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
But
so if you're getting to know the motherfucker, then you gotta, like, that's a number one, that's like a solo dolo type shit, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, that means you would come in later. You know what I'm saying? Me, why can't you start off in a threesome relationship?
You can't start off in a threesome relationship. There's no such thing as starting off in a threesome relationship. Because let's put it like this. If you're the single person.
Oh, no, sir. Yes, that is possible.
How do you start off in a threesome relationship? How do you start off?
How do you start off it? Being honest, number one.
Yes. But
honesty. That's number one. Okay, you want me to break that down?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have dated since fifth grade. Fifth grade, elementary school. You know what I'm saying? Jen and Jessica. You know what I'm saying? I can say the names now because I don't know. You know what I'm saying? And I had another Jen and Jessica later on. You know what I'm saying? But... It was a different vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? Honesty is the best key. Well, I don't think a lot of men understand, the things that women will accept if you are really willing to be honest about it and actually hold yourself to the measure of being able to be responsible for that. And if you can do those things, yes, and that is a very hard task. It's not easy. It's not an easy thing. I wouldn't tell other people to do it. You know what I'm saying? I would not tell you to send you on this path. But if you, people be like, oh, I want this female, this female. People go through drama, so much stress, you know what I'm saying, for cheating, quote-unquote cheating, that's what I call it.
Listen, I hear everything that you're saying. You're going honesty, but you made a very specific point. But you didn't follow it up with a very specific answer. You went around the world. And what I'm saying is, how do you start off in a threesome relationship?
Bread and butter is you have to talk to a woman, you know what I'm saying? And you kind of got to have to not have sex with at least one of them. Let's break down the rules. You could have sex with both of them. You know what I'm saying? It could happen. You know what I'm saying? But you really don't want to push on that measure. What you really want to do is take, somebody out to kick it, you know what I'm saying, and actually then put them in a room together and let them actually get along with each other and then see if that works. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And if that works, you know what I'm saying, then, I mean, this is the bread and butter. And then you see if that works, you know what I'm saying, then you shouldn't even have sex that night. That night neither. You have to really be able to hold out. You know what I'm saying? Let them get to know each other. This is a process. This is a long-term game. This ain't, you know, so you're not playing chess, you're not playing checkers, you're playing mahjong. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? You really have to do that because they have to be able to get along. And you have to understand that you are not winning. You're not the boss. You can be, you know what I'm saying, if you're, oh, yeah, then you think you're some guy just paying about this Mac shit, bullshit. You know what I'm saying? That's not a real relationship. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it funky. I'm not telling you guys to do a... Don't even go out here and do what I'm telling you to do. You know what I'm saying? And don't even, if you feel that that's what you are going to do,
see,
you know,
okay.
You're not even ready for that.
Mike,
but no,
stop.
Two
Mike,
women.
Mike,
yeah, no,
Mike,
never,
Mike, Mike, Mike,
respect,
Mike, stop. Mike, stop. I'm going to mute your mic. Stop. You're saying a whole bunch of nothing. And I'm going to, you know me. You've known me a long time. And I don't listen or put up with any level of foolishness or bullshit. And everything that you're saying right now is bullshit. And I, no, let me say why. I'm going to say why. because I'm going to ask you two questions, and they should be very quickly and easily answered. It doesn't take a story to answer these two questions. You said that you've been a Dom. You never answered that question. What made you a Dom? What said, I know that I am a dominant in this relationship?
When actually a woman came to me and told me she wanted me to be her Dom, and she was in the
Listen, what I just see.
You didn't let me finish. So, all right.
Okay. You're not listening to the question I'm asking. You're giving me the answer you want to give me, but I need you to hear what I'm saying and respond to what I'm actually asking. So think about what I'm saying before you answer. What told you, not who, what told you that you were ready to be a dominant? Not whom. What told you? What did you do to put you in a position to know you were ready to do that?
What put me in a position to be able to know that I was able to do that, the answer to that question is the way that I actually have always been and been able to come off, you know, saying everything that I've been in when it comes to relationships. And then when I actually had the opportunity to do it, then I actually capitalized on it.
Okay. So that's the first answer. And question two. How did you go about preparing yourself to be that? What did you do to prepare yourself for that?
Research.
What type of, I mean, that's a very vague answer. Like, what specifically did you do?
I literally, because the person that actually came up to me and wanted me to actually, you know, say and told me that in a specific way that that's what they wanted me to be. I wanted to make sure that I was fully equipped for everything. So I researched everything that I needed to and found out the lingo.
Let me tell you something. You're not going to be vague with me on that one. You cannot be vague and say I researched everything your statement. Listen. I've been doing this for almost 20 years.
You know how I'm answering your questions. If you're going to ask me the question, ask me the question raw. You know what I'm saying?
Ask me vague questions.
Ask me the real raw. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What do you want to know?
Okay. First, okay. Let's go this way. How did you train to prepare yourself to be a dominant?
How did I train myself?
Yes.
Man, like, what do you mean how did I train myself? Like, you got to be more specific, bro. Really have to be more specific on that.
Because when you say that you're a dominant, or I'm out here doing dominant things, or
I'm not like running around. Hold on. I'm not running around in like backdoor alleys, like running around in leather all day, got Gibson room type shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Every day, I've been in situations like that, but you know what I'm saying? That's not an everyday Mikey B thing. You know what I'm saying? So let's not get it twisted and stuff like that.
Then my statement in the beginning was correct, which said weren't a Dom. You've played the dominant in certain situations, but you were never a Dom.
I've done some shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted, okay? You know what I'm saying? I get bored with things very easily. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you're into this BDSM world and stuff like that. That's cool. Everything that you've done, from the ball gags to the leather to the everything like that, I've done that. It gets kind of tiring after a while and boring and blah. You know what I'm saying? I like to try new adventures all the damn time. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I love trying new adventures. I tried BDSM. I've done threesomes.
Okay,
I've
but
done
you're
a lot of
okay. But here's
on,
the problem.
I mean,
here's
you know
let me get,
hey,
let
you
me get back.
What not a,
you keep focusing
of, you
on.
Okay, I won't do it forever.
But you're only focusing on the sex side of it, and I'm talking about the entire process of it. Because you still keep talking. You keep saying
I usually date. You know what I'm saying? One of my favorite, my most lasting relationships are two women. As you were listening to me before, when I date two women at the same time, it's not always sexual. You know what I'm saying? Like, we actually just hang out, have a good time.
You know what I'm saying? We actually are one community, one together, one family. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. I had that with different mothers of my children and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I move. I would not expect for other people to move that way. That's how I'm a unicorn chaser, because I'm with women that date other women, but I don't allow the men to be into my situation. You know what I'm saying? That's me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I get down. I, you know what I'm saying, have... I'm still today, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing, and always going to be Mikey B. You know what I'm saying, just say it that way. I'm a gentleman first, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, everything else second, you know what I'm saying, father always, you know what I'm saying. But it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's not like that. We have different perspectives on that, because you stick into this one realm of things, and I think that's where you kind of like, you're closing yourself in, man. There's so many different things you can do out here. You know what I'm saying? You want BDSM? Okay, cool, fine. Get a hibachi. You know what I'm saying? Sit her on that shit. Little swingers club, hibachi. Some females you don't even know. You know what I'm saying? Actually rubbing up on her and stuff like that for her birthday. Man, like, there's a lot of different ways you can go about this shit, man. You just locking into one era, to one thing. Then that's what you do. I respect that. BDSM, cool. But you can, like, flip that shit so many different ways, man.
No.
All that shit.
You're confusing
the clothespin lines, you know what I'm saying? The clothespin lines, all this shit is cool. Leather mask.
I understand what you're saying, but here's what you're missing from everything that I said. You've never listened to any. You know, me and you have always had an argument, and the biggest argument me and you have always had was, you don't listen sometimes. That's really where that went back to, because I was very specific in what we were talking about, and for the lack of whatever reason, like, you went everywhere else instead of actually talking about the topic of what we were trying to discuss. And I'm not mad at you for it. I really don't hold anything any type of way, but here's the thing that you have to learn to hear. You're saying that I'm only boxing myself into one point, and I'm not, because everything that you've ever discussed here, I've pretty much done just like you have, and it's not really an argument or debate upon who did it greater or who didn't do it greater. The thing that we were talking about was the misunderstanding of polyamory, or the definition of poly itself, and then go down the different levels of polyandry, polyamorous, and all the different variations that you can have with it. But again, I still come back to the same thing that I said to you in the beginning, which is the same problem that I have with most people when we're getting into that conversation. We get into that conversation of the lifestyle and BDSM, and everyone wants to pull you out of that and then say you're limiting yourself. You can't talk about something and then not be accurate in your conversation and then tell someone else that they're wrong. And that's the reason why in the United States, and I've said this time and time again, the reason I do not like to mentor or teach in the United States is one very specific reason. Everyone has gotten caught up in the swingers, the threesome, the poly movement, and everyone forgets that there is an understanding knowledge that comes from it. It's just like anything else. If you go to church, you go to church, you learn about church. If you go to school, you go to school, you learn that the way they teach you in school. If you go to college, you go to college. The lifestyle, the reason why there are teachers and mentors is because there's no formal educational system to it. Not formal at all, informal. And each set, or whatever term you want to call it, comes up with their own base rules and principles that they live by and they guide by and they teach. But the problem that I run into, more so than anything, is the conversation of, once we start talking about the actual topic itself, everyone runs from the actual topic because they want to be convinced that the way that they do it is right. And I'm not concerned about whether it's right or wrong anymore, because I don't care. But if we're going to talk about it and we're going to get into the meats and potatoes of it, we got to talk about the meats and potatoes. Because I can tell you my story. my story started in Europe. My story started off with me meeting a housemaster and his wife and being taught and being trained for 2 years and going through the different arts of tantric and the different arts and the different ways that you can do different things. Water play, age play, role play, cuffing, bondage, sadomasochism. I've gone through every level of it because it's not so much of you should know everything, but you should have experienced it. So that way when you're having a conversation, when you're putting yourself in a position, you can say, I want to try this or I don't want to try it. Once you actually get out there and you begin to deal with people. As we go in this show, we're going to open up all types of topics, but I'm going to definitely, over the course of the next year, definitely bring in some BDSM people, those that I know that have been in it for years, and we're going to let them talk about their perspective of things that they've done. I thank everyone who took the time out to tune in today. Me and Mike here have definitely enjoyed everything that you guys have had to say today through the chat, through the on-air, through Facebook. You guys have definitely added to our show. We're going to get better. This is just a test show. We're checking out some things that work and some things that don't work, and we're getting there. But this was definitely just a show to bring on a whole bunch of different topics that we're going to have. Definitely we're going to be late at night. We're going to definitely have some more sexier topics and some more interesting things to talk about on that level, but we definitely want to work out the kinks and things that we have on the show before we get to January the 8th. So, Big Mike.
Was good.
Bruh, when I tell you this show is going to be so fiery and so spicy, I'm definitely excited about having you on. You know me. Me and you have gone back and forth forever, so we're always going to have that back and forth banter, which
yeah,
I love. It brings some spice to the
edge. Let me let y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Let me let y'all know something all down south, you know what I'm saying? All the mid, everybody, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let him get away with nothing, okay? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come with the hood perspective all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to come with that Mikey beatness. You know what I'm saying? So don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask the real questions and put it down for real because people like to keep it, you know what I'm saying, nice and soft. I'm going to get nice, raw, and funky around here. I'm going to get nice, funky around here.
Man, you know, but like, hey, Mike, I'm going to let you, because we got about 2 minutes left on the show. So, I'm going to let you close out the show for these last 2 minutes. Plug everything that you are currently doing, currently working on. So for the next 2 minutes, the show is yours.
Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? Next 2 minutes, show is mine. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Anything besides you got fails. Keep pushing the positivity, keep moving, you know what I'm saying? This year's about to end, you know what I'm saying? And we're about to go into a whole nother decade. I want everybody to say bless, less stress, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about this mess, you know what I'm saying? So keep it funky, keep it active, you know what I'm saying? I don't even need 2 minutes. I'll cut it off right here. Keep love and positivity and pushing the positivity in your heart. Let's go, man. Cut that off right there. Let's go. We'll talk about some bullshit next year. Let's go. 2020. Yeah! But they still got me on this shit. Hello?